Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture recently unveiled its brand new Mobile Activity Science Center. State Ag Commissioner James Comer says they have two units now in service, very popular with schools, with this third one specifically targeted.
It's our new Appalachia Proud Mobile Science Center. It's focused on Eastern Kentucky agriculture. We want to increase agriculture literacy in Eastern Kentucky, and we want to focus on the unique type of agriculture that we have in Eastern Kentucky. It talks about ginseng and goats and a lot of the heirloom vegetables that are produced in Eastern Kentucky. So I think it's something that's going to make a difference.
These trailers are learning labs with which teachers can engage students in science projects. Comer says this unit is physically different from the other two.
It is. It's higher off the ground because of the road. I'm from a rural county in the western part of the Appalachian region. We have to have a little different kind of trailer. It's higher off the ground to help navigate the sharp curves, and it's shorter in length because the road situation's much different. As you travel the roads in eastern Kentucky, you don't have the right-of-way space that you have in the western part of the state. You've got two guardrails in a lot of these places on each side of the road. So this is a trailer that's easier to navigate through the hilly terrain and mountainous terrain in eastern Kentucky.
He says it'll be ready to roll first of the year. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Back with State Ag Commissioner James Comer on the new Mobile Science Activity Unit, he says these labs have been tremendously popular with educators, and he pointed to an additional feature.
They're 100% funded with private sector dollars, and to be specific, they're funded through the Ag Commodity Groups. Farm Bureau and the other commodity groups stepped up and donated the money to make this a reality, so we didn't use tax dollars to build these, but it's going to have a significant impact on the overall economy in Kentucky, which helps lead to more tax dollars. I don't think a lot of people realize how much revenue for the state agriculture produces. Last year we had $6 billion in farm sales. Hopefully we'll continue that trend. That generates a lot of economic activity for the state.
Learn more online at kyagr.com. Click Ag in the Classroom and then Mobile Science Activity Center. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.